Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, yeah. It's a Hurts Day on the WIP afternoon show.
Our guy.
I like that.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
How many Hurts Days have we had?
On parade eve. Well, he earned it. He earned it.
Okay.
Ike, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Brother Spike.
Yeah?
We are on the eve of will be the biggest party of the year in Philadelphia.
Madness.
I've been drinking that Ike juice.
Man, oh, man. It'll be flowing.
Listen, my only regret is I am not going to be able to join everybody in the Ike juice partaking tomorrow, but I'll be there. I'll be there with you. I will be there with you in spirit, and who knows? May sneak one or two in.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I can't help it. Jackie Fritz. Listen, Jackie Baseball, I know you did your little High Hopes podcast today.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Yep. Yes. Yep. And I got to be honest. You're handling this as well as you can, man.
I got a big smile on my face.
You do. You really do.
Yeah, it's a great time for the city.
It really is. Get into it. Get into it. Holler at your boy.
See, I am in the gatekeeping business.
Yeah, you are.
We'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But excited to be here. And like Ike, no Ike juice tomorrow, but may partake.
Yeah, me neither. And I won't partake. I'm a psychopath. Meanwhile, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. We have the parade tomorrow. Meanwhile, I'm doing a podcast about the stupid Sixers last night. Jack's doing one about the Phillies.
It's by myself, too.
Yeah.
And you broke down the amount of time you've committed to this franchise with the Sixers this year?
This year, between games and podcasts alone, I will have committed almost 14 total days of my life when you add up all the hours to this Sixers season alone.
Well, and they fought so hard last night against an undermanned Nets team.
Man,
you know?
Man.
I want that time back! All right. Anyway, it's a big show that has really nothing to do with either of those things. We will have Anshul Kapadia to recap the Super Bowl and the Eagles season, maybe a little look ahead if I'm allowed. Mike Mayock will join us at 4. Same thing with Mike and the top 5 at 5. But today, we've done this a couple of times. And today is Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP afternoon show. We know that you believed in all of the Eagles players before the season. And we know that you thought they were all going to be great. But on Tell the Truth Thursday, what we want from you is the person on the Eagles, player or coach, who surprised you the most this year, who defied your expectations. I guess it could be, like, bad. Most of them were better than you would think.
Yeah, I was going to say, there could be a couple in there.
Yeah, a couple, maybe. But who surprised you the most on the WIP afternoon show today? Ike, I will send it to you first.
Yeah, I got to go with the biggest one is Zach Bond. Listen, when they signed Zach Bond, I was like, okay, I know who Zach Bond is, but who is Zach Bond? Like, right? Like, so when they made that signing, there was barely a ripple in the water from us as a fan base. I think most of us felt like if he can come in and be a solid contributor on all four phases of your special teams and be a solid backup for you, that'd be more than good for us. Like, there just wasn't very much of an expectation there, and I was one of those people that didn't have a whole lot of expectations from Zach Bond this year. And it goes without question, he has exceeded most of our, any of our expectations. Hell, Zach even told you he exceeded his own expectations.
Howie's expectations.
Yes.
Maybe the only person who knew was Fangio.
And I don't know if Fangio knew this.
Yeah.
Yes, he probably knew that you got something there and you work with it. But, yeah, what a pleasant surprise Zach has been for this defense, for this team. And, man, it's hard to envision this defense moving forward without him. Now, and the thing with Zach, right, because N'Kobe was more of the vocal leader over there. He wore the green dot as sort of the middle linebacker. And Zach was more than happy to play his role as that guy, just go out there and play football. But when N'Kobe went down, Zach had to take on more of a vocal leadership role. And I'm sure he did that throughout the year. So just wasn't his play on the field. It was also his leadership off the field. And somebody had to quarterback that defense. And I thought Zach stepped up, embraced that role, excelled at that role. And really, and I understand they won the Super Bowl, so that always is going to sort of, he's going to always have a place in our hearts. But I think his play and his story has also earned him a place in a lot of fans' heart, because this is the underdog town. This is the town of overachieving and overcoming obstacles. And this dude is in line for a big payday, and the Eagles should be the one giving it to him. Yeah, Zach Bond, our defensive player of the year.
Tell the truth Thursday, 215-592-9494. Who surprised you most on the Eagles this year? Could be player, could be coach. Mine is going to be Nolan Smith. And BG on the Brandon Graham show has, you know, actually was very happy with me that I admitted to him about how wrong I was on Nolan Smith. And Nolan Smith, I take you back to the final preseason game. And we all noted that Nolan Smith was the only guy that you could have expected might be a starter, was playing almost the entire third preseason game while everybody else was on the sidelines. And I watched Nolan Smith and I said, this guy's probably going to be a bust. I mean, he's too small. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. And not only did Nolan Smith get better as the year went on, Nolan Smith is not just fast. Like, Nolan Smith is ferocious, is really strong. And by the time the Super Bowl came around, he was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting the quarterback. He was running over offensive linemen. And he got better and better and better as the year went on. And not only is he not a bust, but he is now a future piece. I mean, he is a guy that you can look at next season and say, okay, on one edge, we know who's going to be there. That's Nolan Smith. Mm-hmm. So for me, the guy who surprised me the most was Nolan Smith. Jack, who surprised you the most?
So the guy that surprised me the most is someone who maybe I was the most wrong about. And someone I have to really eat my words as to, this guy really proved to be elite this season.
I know what you're doing.
And that's Nick Sirianni.
Right.
Nick Sirianni, I think, put himself into the upper echelon of NFL coaches with what he did this year. And I'm shocked. Like, when the 2-2 yelling at the fans, shaving his head, I was like, this is over. This is after what happened at the end of last year, losing 6-7, starting kind of slow, offense not looking great, the Jalen comments in the offseason, it felt like it was crumbling from the outside. I know inside they believed, and that's great. And they rallied around Nick, and it worked. I'm shocked, frankly, that Nick is where we are. And I am as pro-Nick as I am, because I was just about as out as I could be on Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
And he won me over. And even him running up and down the sidelines acting like a player didn't annoy me on the mic.
High stepping.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Act like you've been there before, which I usually am. He's endearing. And I'm ready to say the L word with Nick. I love Nick.
Wow. That is a big leap. And I'm with you.
He doesn't
you on
love anybody.
Yeah,
besides MV3.
I think I arrived on Nick earlier than you did, but I started at the same place. I was like, oh, this ain't ever going to work. And when we got to the bye week, I was like, this might not last through the season. And I'm in the same place. The guy is obviously a great coach. Mm-hmm. And the players let you know it. And now the results let you know it as well. And I didn't see that coming from Sirianni either.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Who surprised you most on the Eagles? Our leadoff hitter today, Corey from Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, this is a tough topic for me because, you know, my batting percentage is like, you know, .95 right now.
Yeah, you're right about everyone. Everyone's the greatest.
That's why it's Tell the Truth Thursday. You know, you got to be honest, deep down in your gut.
I think I had, you know, top five defense. You know, I had the coach. I had the quarterback. I got a bone to pick with Spike at the end of the call. Oh, I'm gonna give y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a shocker right here. Look.
Okay.
So the person who surprised me, and Ike and Jack can tell you this because you mean this is like before you, Spike, was Saquon. And y'all probably gonna be like, "What you mean?" Like we, I always thought that this running game, no matter who the back was gonna be able to, you know, we had Miles Sanders, he ate. We had DeAndre Swift, we ate, you know. But what Saquon Barkley did might be the great, like, in history, like, I know he didn't break the rushing record, Ike, but it's like, mm-hmm. it's the greatest rushing record, the greatest rushing
for
season
sure.
that he's had ever.
For
in
sure.
An era, in a passing era. Like, this is the era that quarterbacks throwing the ball 4,000, 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
This dude ran the ball, jumping over backwards. And this he a Penn State product. And I'm not high on Penn State player, you know, stepchild of the Big Ten. You know, so I'm always down on their players. I don't never really want nobody out of Penn State. So when we got Saquon, you know, I'm like, you know, I got to see it. I saw what he did with the Giants, you know. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, he usually don't really – he get tackled. And he, I was always like, oh, he only a 1-2 yard guy. Only reason why he get big numbers is because he break one every once a game or whatever. But when he came here and did it, I'm like, this dude – I'm like, oh, he going to break one. It's like once a game we knew he was going to get a 50 or 60 yarder. And it's like teams went into the – to the game, we're going to stop this dude. The Chiefs' whole defense changed because they had to stop that guy.
Yeah.
You know, they yeah. couldn't stop us because they had to stop. They had to sell out 10 guys to stop that guy.
Yep.
That dude surprised me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's impressive, too, because I don't think anybody, even you, it's not like you thought he wasn't good.
Right.
You knew he was good. But for him to be that surprising.
He was better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah. Well, he was the best player in the league this year. He was the best player in the league this year.
I got a bone to pick with you, Spike. You know, always. Once a call, You my guy. It's all love, y'all.
Yep.
But Spike, yesterday when I got, like, I'm like Yoshi. If you got something to say it to me on the call. Don't say it once I hang up.
Wait, what did
say
I say?
To me on here.
What did I say?
You said, is Corey really a Jalen fan or he an Eagles fan? First of all, I do this for all my quarterbacks. I roll for five. Okay. I roll for the Broncos.
For the Broncos. He was there.
I changed on the Broncos when he said he wanted.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yep, that's what I changed on it.
Yep.
So this is the thing. The reason why I ride so hard for the quarterback is because people don't give him the credit. It's like everybody, he the most criticized person. People come up here and they say, oh, what if Josh Allen had this? Why did, what if this? We don't do that for no other position. We don't say, oh, what if Bijan Robinson had this O-line? What if Josh Jacobs had this? We don't say, maybe if we had Jamar Chase, we would throw the ball more. We don't say that. So why we do it to him? You know what I'm saying? That's why
we do that to every quarterback.
No, but we don't do that. We don't do that to every position, though.
No, but we do it to every quarterback. Every quarterback. There's a reason why, you know, it's an interesting thing. And you're right, Corey. We don't do it to every position. But there's a reason why they also get outsized credit. They get outsized blame and they get outsized credit, right? It was Jalen on the Fallon show, not the number one defense in the NFL, right? It'll be Jalen that is in Disney World. It'll be Jalen that'll be the face of the team. It'll be Jalen. He's the only guy on the team who gets to count team wins as a personal stat. And I agree with you that the blame is probably outsized to what he should be blamed for, but the credit is also probably outsized too. That's every quarterback. It's not just Jalen.
Right, but that's the reason why he should get the most credit is because he gets the most blame.
Sure, I think that's fair.
When the losses are dropped at his feet, it's magnified when he does it. So, you know, when you got certain people on the team saying, oh, if my quarterback said this and all that, yeah, because he the one that gets the blame. Nobody blame you unless you make tweets. They don't blame you for your drops in the playoffs.
Uh-oh.
They blame that guy. Yeah. That's why he gets the credit. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I'm gonna eat until I die, baby. I see y'all tomorrow. I'm gonna bring you a brew. We having a little Ike juice.
I love it. Love it.
All right, Corey.
Be safe heading out here, man.
Corey driving from Columbus. We've heard from somebody driving from Florida.
Yep.
We heard Chicago, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was driving from Chicago out here.
Yeah. That's about a 6-hour ride.
Yeah. From Columbus?
From Columbus,
okay.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I'll give him that much credit, though.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if his meal on the turnpike is 5.5.
That's right. Yeah. You get the Jersey in you. You're actually more South Jersey driver than Philly.
No, but I come through here.
I know.
Yeah, I got to come through the Northeast.
Yep.
Wait,
you got to come through the Northeast. What do you mean?
Off the Northeast Northeast
oh,
extension.
Oh, extension. Right,
yeah,
right. Extension. To the turnpike.
Yep,
yeah.
Turnpike.
Yep.
Come down.
Who do you think we can get someone further? Like, who's the furthest away?
Driving.
Yeah, coming.
Somebody's coming from Florida, right?
Yeah, I bet somebody is coming from overseas.
And I bet someone's coming from
California. They're not driving from overseas.
No, well, unless they got a new kind of car.
Yeah. Someone driving from California, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
That's a long ride.
So if you have, Florida, depending on where you are, is about 24 hours, right?
Yes.
To drive. So
yes.
If you're listening and you're coming from further away from that, we would love to hear from you. We've heard
you're the bottom of Florida is 24 hours.
Right.
The top, it's probably 18.
Okay, from Jacksonville. Jacksonville's the top.
Yeah, right? Up there.
215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Who surprised you most with the Eagles this year? Can be player or coach. Israel and Wet, it's Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, man?
Spike, John, what's happening, baby?
What's up, Israel?
Did you say John?
Yeah, hey, that's your real name.
That's your real name.
Yeah. Why don't you both pipe down there?
Before I start this, I want to say congratulations. Y'all are Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, we sure
we
are. Yep.
Champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
It feels good.
Sounds like you're not one of us.
It feels good. Yes, it feels good. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes at hand. Hey, John, you can't steal my answer, brother. Nick Sirianni, he's the guy that's most surprised me.
That's okay. You can have the same answer.
You can have the same answer.
Yeah. What did you think?
He stole my thunder.
Let me ask you this. Where were you at him before the year, and then where were you at with him at the bye week? Like, what did you think of him to start?
To start, I never was a fan of a guy that, you know, was wearing or talking about growing flowers and wearing Philadelphia paraphernalia. Like, that's not going to get me to like you. To get me to like you is to do the job, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not a fan of Nick Sirianni, you know what I'm saying? Like how Spike feels about Jalen, I feel about Nick Sirianni. But, you know, he surprised me, and it was a call in the Giants game, the last game where he was going to go for it. I can't recall when, but he was going to go for it. He did it, and it showed him maturity. And I was like, oh, dang, this guy is really mature. Because for me, you're the manager of the team. That's your job, to manage the team. And a lot of management, I wasn't impressed with it at all. But after that, I was like, okay, this guy, he's maturing, you know. So I'm in the work van right now with my coworkers, and one of my coworkers asked me today this morning. He asked me something about Nick, and I had to give him his props. I'm like, yeah, Nick was around for all these wins. Nick was around for everything that's been done. So I got to give him his props. So
yeah.
he surprised me. He came along, and I think he's matured.
Yeah, I think the thing too about Nick is that he has grown.
Yes,
he is a different coach now and a different person now than he was a year ago, and 2 years ago, and 3 years ago.
Yep,
and he is at the age where, you know, this is his first head coaching job. He's a young guy relative to other head coaches in the NFL. So there is that room if he's willing. And I think he was willing, which you have to give him credit for as well.
Yep.
I give him credit for that. Now, can I say my number two? Can I say my number two, which I agree with Spike? And it was Nolan Smith.
Okay. All right.
It was Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Because I watch tape on players and I evaluate players. And he wasn't the guy I was going after. It was B.J. Ojulari. Because B.J. Ojulari, he knows how to use his hands. And Nolan wasn't very good with his hands. You know, so when the big uglies get their hands on you and you don't know how to use your hand technique to get them off you, it's lights out. But the script that Nolan has and the improvement that he's shown, he was the second. He was the second. So I'm with you. Spike. I'm with you on that. But, wow. I mean, hey, man, congratulations. We Super Bowl champions, man.
Two-time Super Bowl champions.
Two-time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Two times.
Which one? Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the one from, like, 7 years ago or the one that happened Sunday?
Shout out to Clint Hurt, too, as the D-line coach, man. I mean, sometimes when you see a player take a major step, it is the coaching and the individual coaching that he's getting on a regular basis. He certainly has to apply himself and go out and put these things into action. But I can tell you, there's a big difference when you got coaches that know what they're doing and can put you in a position to succeed, and you're willing and ready to listen and learn. So, hell, this was Clint Hurt's first year here as D-line coach.
He made a difference.
He made a difference.
He did.
Right?
And you have to – the
And I don't even know the other coaches on the staff.
Except for Stoutland.
Right. I mean, on the defense staff. I don't know who the linebacker coach is. Right. I don't know who the secondary coach is.
Yeah, but, well, Clint Hurt is the one assigned to making sure Jalen Carter doesn't kill someone on the sideline.
Well, and he looks like Faison Love, so.
He does.
Yeah, that's why I know who he is.
He also looks like he could play tackle if we needed him
to. Yes, D-tackle.
Yeah, he could. He could. You give him a couple of weeks to get in shape, I think.
D-line, his unit was the best unit.
They were in the Super Bowl. And,
yeah.
And you would say, too, on defense, coming into that game, it is the unit that overall they were good this year, but they weren't. We didn't talk about them the way we talked about the linebackers or the secondary. And for them to get to Mahomes as often as they did and be as effective as they were without any blitzing or anything was it changed the game. I mean, it's why they were able to be as good as they were defensively is because how the defensive line
played. Zero blitzes in the Super Bowl is still one of the coolest stats about it.
With six sacks.
Yeah, well, and especially in this city.
Come on, man. We're blitz city, man.
We're a blitz town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got to run the ball. You know, we ran the ball into oblivion, but no blitzing. And there wasn't any calls for more blitzing. Even Seth didn't talk about blitzing.
Which made it be the most shocking thing.
We survived the season without saying, Fangio's got to blitz more.
Yeah. So,
true.
Would you say this town is more of a blitz town or a run play action town? Because they also were definitely just give it to Saquon, then play action. It's either it's blitz on defense, and I feel like we're a play action team on offense, right?
It is shocking that no one's complaining about blitzing.
No.
I mean, that's all we heard on the Jonathan Gannon and Sean Desai. We're not aggressive enough.
Right. Right. And even generally, Vic Fangio this year didn't blitz a whole lot.
He every once in a while, but like you said, that's not a heavy blitz team.
No, he would put an extra guy on line scrimmage occasionally, but it wasn't
He was so locked in, though. Like, didn't he blitz a ton against Jaden Daniels, right? Like,
did he?
It seemed like it was week to week with him. Like, whatever had to happen.
And that's how you should be. Really, as a coordinator, that's how you should be.
A versatile defense.
I'll do it. There's nothing better than having the wise old vet coach that's a little ornery, doesn't do a lot of jokes. You know what I mean? He's just not here for the smiles and all that stuff. He gets after you a little bit.
That's a football coach.
That's a football coach.
Yeah, enough of these little tech bro offensive coordinators. That's a football coach. He's at the Nova game last night.
I saw him.
Disappointing. He was not supporting a Philly school. But
I'm sure he's happy spring training is starting.
Dude, he's with me 42 days.
Yes.
It's funny. You're right. Defensive coordinators, you think of old, grumpy guys.
Yeah.
And for offensive coordinators, you think of a guy you want to shove in a locker.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. He's a smart guy. Yes.
Yeah. You look at Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. And It's like, oh, there it is. There's the,
it's kind of like
difference.
It's kind of like Rube versus ESP.
Yes,
Rube is the defensive coordinator.
Yes,
ESP is the offensive coordinator.
Okay, I like that.
If ESP were like 10 times smarter.
Sure.
Wow.
Physically, though.
Well, he deserves it after his little nonsense tweet again today.
Oh, he's I'm gonna have
he's
to.
He's enjoying the championship.
He is thirsting it up. He's engagement farming on the internet. That's all he is. Nothing he says is honest at this point. Usually, ESP, I believe what he's saying at this point. He's just fishing for likes. So, coming up next, Saquon was on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, we're still doing media tours.
Yes. And he did have one thing that he wasn't happy with the fans about.
Oh, okay.
One thing. And okay, we will hear what Saquon said next. Your calls as well. Who surprised you most on Tell the Truth Thursday? 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.